From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. Senate passes sanctions targeting North Korea. The sanctions on the North and its foreign suppliers and collaborators come one day after America's top intelligence official warned of North Korean nuclear, ballistic, and cyber capabilities. Here is Senator Amy Klobuchar.
We must take strong action to curb North Korea's nuclear program and address the other threats that it poses to the U.S. and our allies. Weak sanctions against North Korea have clearly proven unsuccessful.
Wednesday's unanimous vote followed North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket Sunday, as well as a recent nuclear test. More than 30 organizations, including researchers, academic journals, and fundraisers, have agreed to share data on the Zika virus. They have signed a statement committing themselves to ensuring that any information relevant to combating Zika is made freely and openly available to the international community as soon as feasibly possible. Nigeria says it will boost security at its camps for refugees after two female suicide bombers killed at least 58 people at a camp in Dikwa. Officials said three female suicide bombers disguised themselves as refugees and entered the camp. Two blew themselves up. A third changed her mind and surrendered to police. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign is quickly moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. Early political surveys in South Carolina show businessman Donald Trump with a big lead over his long list of opponents. In the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton holds a large edge over Senator Bernie Sanders. This is VOA News. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, after it refused to accept a proposal that would have made changes to its police department. The Ferguson City Council said the package cost too much. Here is Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
We're suing because at this point the negotiations were concluded, and the agreement between the parties was that they would review, the City Council would review the agreement that had been struck by both sides and decide whether to accept or reject it. And last night's vote was a rejection of that. Whether or not there'll be further negotiations is something that I really can't speculate on. We will proceed with litigation, and we will anticipate the city to respond in court.
Lynch said the residents of Ferguson have been waiting, quoting now, decades for justice, having endured what she called civil rights breaches that established a pattern and practice of racially biased policing. French deputies have adopted changes to that nation's constitution. The government argues the changes will help France fight terrorism. The vote Wednesday is just the first hurdle before it becomes law. Here's Lisa Bryant.
President François Hollande proposed the changes following attacks that killed 130 people last November in Paris. The most controversial clause, to strip convicted terrorists of their French citizenship if they are dual citizens, sparked last month's resignation of Hollande's justice minister, Christian Taubira. The second proposal aims to write state of emergency provisions into the Constitution. Rights groups have harshly criticized the proposed constitutional reforms and slammed what they say are abusive and ineffective police action during the state of emergency. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Also in France, Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius is leaving his post to become the president of the Constitutional Council. That's the country's Supreme Court that decides if legislation is in compliance with the Constitution. The African Union force in Somalia is warning al-Shabaab militants are planning to disguise themselves as AU soldiers to carry out attacks in parts of Somalia. The goal, it says, is to turn Somalis against AMISOM, which has protected the government for the past 9 years. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the American economy faces some global threats that could hurt growth. Some analysts interpret her remarks as a signal that the Federal Reserve may delay further interest rate increases. In remarks to a congressional committee Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said uncertainty about China's currency policies and its economic prospects have contributed to increased volatility in global markets. Checking markets on Wall Street today, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.